Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. This is Minister Yvette Smith with the Sunshine of Faith International Ministries, bringing you greetings from our Apostle Dr. Mary Ogburn and our co-pastor, Pastor Mary Williams. Amen. We just thank God for being here another day, a day that we have not seen before. Amen. And we thank God. We thank God for everything he's doing in our lives. Amen. And allowing us to be alive today. This is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We are so glad that we are allowed to be here to do what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Before I go any further, I want to pray because I tend to get carried away when I start with the word of God. And I pray, so we want to honor the Lord and asking the Lord and leading me and guiding me in what to say and what to do. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you. I come to you as I know how, asking you, Lord God, to forgive me for anything I may have said, thought, or done that was not pleasing in your sight. We just give you all your name, all the honor, glory, and praise for this being the I Am, for being the Ancient of Days, for being our healer, our provider, for being truth, for being the word that leads us and guides us into all truth. We thank you that you thought so much of us that you were down on the cross for our sins and give us another chance to write a tree of life. And we just ask you, Lord God, as this blog talk goes forth, that each and every person will be able to hear what is being said, understand what is being said, and receive what is being said from the word of God, which is the word of truth. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. We just thank God again for being here. We want to invite you out to our services. We are almost in service 7 days a week, almost. On Sunday mornings, you may find our apostle on Facebook Live at 11 a.m. Amen. We have our worship service at 1:30 p.m. at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue in Baltimore, Maryland. Amen. And it starts at 1:30 p.m. And that's the Forest Park Senior Center. Come out and join us if you're in the Baltimore, D.C., Virginia area, if you feel like driving that far. But there is no distance too far to find Jesus Christ. Sometimes we have to go out of our way. We have to go to a different location as the Lord has led our ancestors, our forefathers, to go to a distant land to for the blessings that he had for them. Amen. We want to invite you out to our Miracle Prayer Line on Monday nights with myself at 7 p.m. and the Victory in Jesus Prayer Line on Tuesday at 7 p.m. The Sunshine of Faith Bible Study on Thursday at 7 p.m. and the Change Prayer Line at 7 p.m. on Fridays. All of those services are via our telephone conference line at 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264-694. Again, the services are Monday at 7 p.m., Tuesday at 7 p.m., Thursday at 7 p.m., and Friday at 7 p.m. on our prayer line, 267-807-9611. The PIN number is 264-694. Amen. And we're on Blog Talk Radio 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday at 5:30 p.m. right here on the number that you have chimed in on,
Amen. We thank God for Blog Talk that allowed us to come on so that we can bring forth the word of God, word of encouragement, word of correction, word of guidance. That's what the Bible is. It gives us all of those things. We're not going to always be encouraged, but we may have a correction, which is also an encouragement because God, we know, the Lord chastised those whom he loves. Amen. And we just have to continue to walk the way the Lord would have us to walk. And the Lord has given me Galatians chapter 5 for our scripture today, starting at verse 13, where Paul was speaking to the Galatian church and encouraging them to continue to walk in holiness and not as the world walks. The Bible tells us that we're living in the world, but we should not be like the world. Amen. And verse 13, it starts, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." This is not about us always. This is not about us. It's about helping each other. It's about loving on God and loving on people and being humble and helping others. For verse 14 says, "For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other." This is the ESV version. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other. We are destroying each other when we do evil towards each other, when we don't love each other, when we don't hate, when we hate each other, we're destroying each other. We can't lift each other up. We're tearing each other down because we're actually supposed to be lifting each other up and teaching each other so that we can teach the next generation that comes along to love and live the way the Lord would have us to live. But if we're teaching them bad things, we can expect the world to be evil like it is today because we have a lot of people had decided to ignore God's truth, which is the word of God. So I say on verse 16, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious." Here go the acts of the flesh. You can tell when you're in the flesh. Bible tells us when we're in the flesh. "Sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord." There we go, discord. "Jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambitions, dissensions, factions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. God does not want us in all of those things. Sexual immorality comes in all forms. It's not just sex outside of marriage or sex before marriage. It's homosexuality, it's lesbianism. It's having sex with animals. That is what we call unclean, unholy living. God does not want us to live like that. The Lord Jesus came so that we may be freed from these things through grace. He came so that we won't be looking to other false gods, idolatry, or looking towards witchcraft so that we can use witchcraft towards making people do what we want them to do, or harming people because they did not do what we want them to do. He doesn't want us to hate each other because we disagree on some things. Just because we disagree don't mean we have to hate. Everyone is learning about Jesus Christ, about God, how to live this life out. And when we have problems and things going on, or discord between each other, or misunderstandings, we need to pray and ask the Lord. You know, me and my husband, when we first got married, we used to have a lot of discord between each other because we had different ideas. So what I learned to do was to pray, God, if he's wrong, please show him. If I am wrong, please show me. And every time the Lord would show us who was wrong, who was right. And sometimes it was both of us who was wrong. We had to come back and apologize. If you really want to live a life for Christ, that's what you would do. And God tells us that we should not have fits of rage, be in anger, not just angry, but rage, where we're to the point where we're thinking things like murder or harming each other. The Bible tells us that we can anger and sin not. When we start angering and sinning, we're going into another level of anger, which is rage. Selfish ambition, being doing things out of selfish gain. We're harming people to get our selfish needs met or wants met. Dissensions, factions, those are all things that cause chaos and discord between one another. Envy, you're envying what other people have, and when you should just be thankful for what God has given you and ask him to give you the things that you desire, because you have no idea what people have gone through to get what they have in their home. You don't know what they're going through for what they do have because you don't know how they got it. Sometimes people have things that look nice, but they're struggling and keeping them, which also causes stress and anxiety and causes you to lose focus on living a life that's pleasing to God. That causes you to be angry and upset about your life. Then you start taking it out on other people. Drunkenness. People drink to get rid of their or to forget about their troubles. When, in fact, when you come out of the drunkenness, or people drink to make themselves more admirable from people around them that don't see them. Sometimes some people get drunk and they get a boldness about them when they're drunk that they don't have when they're sober, and they feel like that's the way to be seen. But we don't need to be seen by the world. We need to be seen by God. And the way you be seen by God is through having a holy life. He sees you when you're living holy and acceptable unto him, when you're being kind to others, when you're being sober-minded, where you can think straight and hear from him. And we don't have to envy what people have, because God can give you those very same things. Orgies and the like, orgies, groups of sexual partners. I mean, you know, we have this thing now, swapping wives and swapping husbands and things like that. That's not of God, because that goes right into adultery, into sexual immorality, all of that stuff. God doesn't want us to have sex outside of marriage and have sex with multiple partners, because it's the best thing for us. And as we can see, it is the best thing for us, because we have so many diseases, sexual diseases out here, because we have gone against the principles of God. I warn you, as I did before, this is Paul continue to speak, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. You won't inherit the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God has so many benefits in it that we're missing out on a better life because we are doing these things that are opposite of what the Lord would have us to do. In every kingdom or like in the state or the country, you have rules and regulations. You have laws that we have to follow. And if we don't follow them, we are we have consequences for them, just like the kingdom of God. It is a law that we, those are laws that we have to follow to be able to benefit from the kingdom of God. Amen. So I say walk by the Spirit and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. You have to walk by the Spirit. The only way you can walk by the Spirit is receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and his Holy Spirit, being baptized in the water and receiving his Holy Spirit. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. Not saying that once you receive the Spirit that everything is going to go, but you have someone to inside of you to say, nope, that's against God's rules. Because without knowing God's rules and reading the Bible, when you don't have the Spirit in you, when you don't go to church, when you don't hear the Word of God, you're going to do the things that the flesh tells you to do because you think it's natural. You think that's a natural thing to do. But we're spirit inside of this fleshly body. And when Adam and Eve sinned, the flesh took over them. And they began to do things that was not of God. And so on and so on with the generations to come that came about. Even with our children, when we do things as parents, a lot of times we see the same things that we have done in our children as they grow up because sin is in our nature and it's in our bloodline. Amen? So it says, as we read on, and the spirit what is contrary to the flesh, they are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious, as I'm going to read again. Sexual immorality, impurity, debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envying, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. Do you want to inherit the kingdom of God? Well, in order to inherit the kingdom of God, you have to change your life. And you can't do it yourself. You need the Holy Spirit to do it for you. So you have to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and ask him to come into your life and to lead and guide you and change your ways and your thoughts. Your thought pattern is going to have to be changed because after years of doing the same thing over and over, it has become a habit, something that is embedded in us. And being able to change your thought pattern and believe in the Word of God totally, it's going to take a process. But you got to be willing to do the work. If you really want to see things change for yourself, change for your children, change for the world, each one of us affects the world in our actions and what we do. So if we're putting out things that are against God, we're only helping the world become more evil. When we're doing things that are of God and telling other people about how to change their self, we're making the world become less evil. But because we're in this world where the prince of the world is Satan and people do not want to hear and want to do what they want to do, as Paul said, you're going to do what you want to do when you don't have the Spirit of God. So we pray that you heard something that may help you decide. Because guess what? Not only is it beneficial while you're living, it's also beneficial after you leave here. Because once you leave here, you have to be judged on your works, not works of, if you went out there and fed the hungry and all that. Yeah, all of that is good. All of that is good. Your works is how you changed your life. Are you changing your life for the better? Did you try to do, treat people better according to Galatians chapter 5. Are you loving? Are you kind? Are you long-suffering? Do you forgive? All that stuff. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, read on, and it tells you what the fruit of the Spirit is. You can tell if you're a child of God or a child of the enemy, child of Satan, by your fruits. He said you will know them by your fruits. Amen. So we thank God for the word of God today. Thank God for this opportunity. I hope you something got into your spirit that you want to look more into in your Bible if you don't know Jesus Christ. And if you do know Jesus Christ, that you do a self-examination of where you can do, what you can do better for Christ. And ask the Lord to help you. Amen. Because the Lord knows our hearts. And when we pray to him, he said, ask and shall be given, seek and we shall find, knock and door shall be open. When he sees that we really want to make changes in our life, he'll come and help us. Amen. Because he's not a God that will force himself on us. He wants us to love him on our own. He wants us to change, have a mind to change on our own. He doesn't want to force us. So we thank God for the word of God, and I hope you got something out of this blog talk today. And as our apostle says, when she gets off the line, I love you, God loves you, and I see you when I see you. Amen.